the rest of the story. Peggy was a completely modern, ultimately active, career woman facing the challenge of her lifetime, a sprained ankle. In the beginning, the injury promised to be a brief one, and yet as the weeks became months, it was apparent that Peggy's was no ordinary sprain. It simply refused to heal. She'd done practically everything the doctor had prescribed, and when she could do no more, she returned to him, complaining, and her physician responded that there was only one thing standing in the way of her recovery, her own impatience. Stay off that ankle, the doctor insisted. The more you rest, the sooner you'll get well. And so Peggy reluctantly returned home, and to a life of painful inactivity. She called the office, told her employer there was no telling when she'd be back to work. She'd already taken a leave of absence from everything else that she loved. The problem was practically everything Peggy loved required physical activity. So desperately she searched her mind for something sufficiently fascinating that could be done sitting down. A multitude of inane hobbies occurred to her, and yet each was less attractive than the one before. By the time her ankle was back to normal, Peggy mused forlornly, she would have had time to write a book. And then she thought, why not? Why not write a book? She'd been told so many stories as a child by her parents and relatives, more than enough material. Why not incorporate those stories into a fantastic tale and write it all down just for fun? And so she did. With the same determination that she had demonstrated in her career, Peggy attacked the Time Passer project. She would write a little and then stuff the pages into an envelope and then put the envelope in a kitchen cupboard or stash it under the bed. Soon her home was brimming with randomly located story fragments, with middles and endings and beginnings of a narrative Peggy never imagined that anyone else would ever read. And more time passed, and when curious friends would ask what was she doing while recuperating, Peggy would say, I'm writing my book. But no one, not even Peggy, took that project seriously, nor did anyone believe that it would ever be finished. Yet she continued working at it. Even after her indolent ankle had healed, she continued working at it for a year, and then for 2 years, and then for 10 years. And even then, it remained unfinished, in a form which she reticently showed to a publisher. And he believed, yes, the recreational writing might be worthy of publication. And so Peggy hastily completed the book. And it was published. The following year, it was awarded the coveted Pulitzer Prize. For two generations now, the world has read that book with relish, imagining the profound state of mind in which it was born. Well, now you've learned how once upon a time a mountain grew from a molehill, how a sprained ankle and spare time conspired to recreate some of the family stories which had been handed down generation to generation to become one of the best-loved volumes of historical fiction in all American history, Margaret Mitchell's epic of the American South called Gone with the Wind. And now you know the rest of the story. The rest of